AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump used his State of the Union address to deliver an upbeat vision of the U.S. economy. While much of the nation remains worried about the economy, Trump repeatedly insisted that rising costs are no longer a problem. The president also honored the U.S. men's hockey team for their victory at the Winter Olympics and recognized a World War II veteran. But he soon turned his attention to Democrats. He said rising healthcare premiums are, quote, caused by you, suggesting Democrats, quote, are not protecting Social Security. He also blamed them for the nation's affordability crunch.
That problem. You caused that problem.
Meanwhile, Texas Democratic Representative Al Green was escorted from the House chamber after holding up a sign reading, quote, Black people aren't apes.
I confronted the president about his portraying Michelle and Barack Obama as members of the primate family, which I find totally unacceptable and rejectionable.
Green was referring to Trump's social media post earlier this month that featured former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama as primates in a jungle.
I wanted the president to see that Black people are not apes. The president has never apologized. He's never said it was wrong. He's expressed no regrets. The president is imposing racism from the highest office in the land, and we cannot tolerate this.
Dr. Casey Means will appear before the Senate Health Committee today as she seeks approval to be the nation's Surgeon General. Means is a wellness influencer, author, and entrepreneur aligned with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his Make America Healthy Again movement. A divided Supreme Court has ruled that Americans can't sue the U.S. Postal Service even when employees deliberately refuse to deliver their mail. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on protests in a South California city against ICE training at a local gun range.
There have been weeks of demonstrations in Escondido, California, against officers from Immigration and Customs Enforcement training at a local gun range, the local police department range. ICE officers have been training at the gun range for more than a decade, and now ICE has a contract with the city, but the arrangement went unnoticed until recent fatal shootings of U.S. citizens at the hands of federal officers. Residents are demanding that the city stop allowing ICE to train at the range. Resident Richard Garner says, "We don't want ICE anywhere near Escondido or fraternizing with the police." Escondido City Council is scheduled Wednesday to discuss the city's contract with ICE. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.